back by popular demand.
Bitch, I'm back.
This is Mark.
I'm Zoe.
And this is Pass Me the Ox. Whoop, whoop. Relax. Get up off the path. If not that, here's a dance floor. Come move that. Non-believers, you can check the stats. I roll with Shahid and the brother Abstract. Know the time when questions in the jam. I never let a statue tell me how nice I am. Coming with more hits than the Braves and the Yankees. A lot has happened. I feel like we say this every time we come, but really a lot does happen these days. And so
that's true.
We're just here to talk about it because that's what we do. We want to make sure that we are keeping you guys informed about what's going on in the world of music. And do you think we should start with the Grammys?
Yeah, let's just start with the Grammys.
Yeah. The Grammys were announced on the 28th. And so by now you guys are probably aware. How did you feel about the Grammy nominations when they were announced?
I wasn't impressed because, you know, like, I feel like every year we have the same discussion on how the Grammys get it wrong. Mm-hmm. So, you know, another year, the best thing they did to me, and this is my biased opinion, is nominate Hov. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's getting a Lifetime Achievement Award, right?
As he should. I mean, he has, what, 21, 22 Grammys or so?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly should. I expected Jay-Z to be nominated. I mean, that's... If the Grammys hadn't nominated him, I would have been shocked. But it is nice for him to be the most nominated artist at the Grammys because, like, he absolutely deserves that.
Yeah.
Like, nobody else... I mean, I won't say nobody else. He definitely deserves to be the most nominated artist at the Grammys. And he is literally in every major category that exists.
Yeah.
So he's Album of the Year, Song of the Year... Rap Album of the Year, Record of the Year, Lifetime Achievement. Like, I mean, obviously, Jay-Z, 21 years in the industry, 21 Grammys or more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely deserves all of the accolades he has gotten, and they definitely got that shit right. Because had they overlooked him, I think we definitely would have realized how much of a farce the Grammys are, but I still felt that way a little.
Yeah. So speaking of that,
yeah,
they nominated. I saw that they nominated 444, the song. What is it, for Record of the Year? Song of the Year,
which is about writing, which I get. But you know, that was the first thing I saw and said, "This is some bullshit."
Why?
And like,
wait, don't get me wrong, y'all. Me and Mark had the pleasure of seeing Hov this year. Yes. Like, y'all
and we've
know.
Seen him before, too.
Exactly. Yes. We both seen him at the B-Sides concert in 2015, and then this year at Made in America.
Yes.
But, and I love, he's literally my favorite person in the entire world.
Happy birthday, Hov.
Happy birthday, Hov.
Yes.
But also, we cannot sit here and say that 444 was Song of the Year.
Bruh.
Oh, what else is in that category?
Some random stuff.
Despacito.
Yes.
Issues, but guys, it's not the Meek Mill issues, because that's what I thought initially. I'm like,
I didn't even know what it was.
The 1-800 song.
I don't even know that song.
That's the I Don't Want to Die Anymore. Whatever. I'm saying the melody wrong, because y'all can see I don't know the song like that.
Never heard it in my life.
And That's What I Like by Bruno Mars.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know what that category was doing this year. Like, I really don't know. I feel like none of those songs to me say Song of the Year, which again is about writing, whether that be lyrics or composition or what have you. None of those songs were great enough to me to be Song of the Year. Like,
I mean,
I just don't get
Despacito, though, was everywhere. Like,
it was.
Globally.
It
so
was, which I think is maybe, Record of the Year.
Right. Record, that's what I was going to say.
But
I would also move it to Record.
A full disclaimer, sorry. I also don't speak Spanish, so I don't actually know what they were saying. So maybe it was Song of the Year, to be fair. Because I don't speak Spanish.
I mean.
So maybe it was saying some bomb stuff.
I mean, it was a dope song. Like, when the first month that I kept hearing Despacito, I was like, yes, Despacito. But after 5 months, 6 months of hearing Despacito, especially Justin Bieber on it, that blew mine. They should have just left it the original version. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it's good to have Spanish-speaking artists recognized in a general category. I think that is very rare. I mean, that's why they have Latin Grammys. Yes, definitely clap.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's why they have Latin Grammys, because it's kind of like separate from mainstream music. But to have a Spanish-speaking artist recognized in this category, I think is huge. For that reason alone, I am rooting for them, because it's, I think that's a huge feat. And because I think the other songs are not that great. Like, I don't even... I like 444. Mm-hmm. I do not think it's Song of the Year. I feel like the white people on the Academy heard it, and because it was Jay-Z...
And because of what it was talking about, they were like...
Exactly. They were like, this must be deep. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they probably didn't even fully understand
it.
But they were like, this must be deep, because it's Jay-Z. Right. And he... It says something about therapy and Beyonce.
Right. But that's my thing, like, with the whole attention toward the album. Mm-hmm. Is not... I mean, it is obviously about the songwriting, or not lack thereof, because it's Jay-Z. But also, it's more the that nomination specifically is, like, exactly why I feel like they get it wrong sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's because, if first off, we were more listening to Bam, the Damian featuring Damian Marley, Family Feud. Like, those are bigger records that came off of that album.
I would have liked I would have liked to have seen him nominated for something like Marcy Me.
Marcy Me.
Or Smile, talking about his mother and sexuality.
You know, Smile's my favorite record on there.
Yes. I mean, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. I mean, not saying that 444 is not introspective. I think he really did bare himself and was really vulnerable in talking about his marriage. But it does not say to me Song of the Year. Like, but what have you? I'm rooting for Despacito. But he was nominated for Story of OJ for Record of the Year, right?
Yep.
Which I think they, once again, I mean, obviously I love Story of OJ. Is it Record of the Year?
Versus Despacito, Redbone, Humble, and 24K Magic.
Yeah, like, Record of the... Once again, that could have been Bam. That could have been Family Feud.
Yeah.
That could have been everything else from the album. Like, okay, to be fair, I do really feel like that... When you hear that Nina sample and that bass... I'm gonna give it Record, because that knocks, and it's gonna knock for 20 more years.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, that is. If that was consistently the song that because that sparked so much conversation.
Yeah, it did.
And it was in the year that OJ got released. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get that.
Yeah.
444.
I don't.
Y'all gotta stop.
But that's a tough category. I think that category is right. Yeah. Writer. As much as I dislike Bruno Mars for whatever reasons, that song obviously was everywhere. I mean, people love it, and it is what it is.
Yeah, it's understandable.
Yeah. And obviously, this theme is consistent throughout all of the general categories. Once again, Bruno's nominated an album, and Jay-Z's also nominated an album, and Kendrick is nominated an album. Who are you rooting for in Album of the Year? And also, just to piggyback off of this really quickly, it was nice to see a nearly entirely POC, list. For Album of the Year. That was dope.
I mean, I think that was the most amazing part, because how many years they said? It's been it's over a decade at least not having white people nominated.
I saw somewhere that said this is the first year ever.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of like deep. I mean, when the Grammys were first made, Frank Sinatra was winning like every other day.
Right. but that's my thing. Like, it needs to be where it's a step in the right direction of representation.
Oh,
because
totally.
White male singers and artists are not the forefront of music. Hip-hop is actually pop music now.
Right.
So you have to give the credit to who it should be.
Right.
It
definitely shows them as current, because I think one of the biggest gripes people have with the Grammys is that old, very establishment way of doing things and the politics that plays in the Academy, which are still there. But to have these young artists save Jay-Z, mm-hmm. represented in this category, in this pretty much nascent music, as opposed to, you know, the classical music that they usually go for, or the classically pop music they go for. Mm-hmm. I think that it really is a big step for them, and it kind of shows that they are current and that they're on trend. Now, I mean, if Lord goes ahead and takes it, then of course it's the Grammys being Grammys, but...
Right. And I like Lord a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So, but it's just like, girl...
Who are you? So I'm guessing you're not rooting for Lord in that category?
No, I didn't even listen to her album.
I haven't listened to it either. So I think hearing this, seeing her nominee is going to make me want to listen to it.
I guess that's why it's there, because yeah. I didn't hear one Lord. Maybe if I listened to the album, I might hear something familiar, but...
I heard one record, and it actually really was good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like not Lord. Surprising. I mean, it really was good. I am not a fan of her Royals song.
I like that song, but it got overplayed. I think you would like it if it wasn't so overplayed.
Well, I kind of felt in this... Oh, my God. I feel like we're going to go into another subject. But I feel like it was mocking hip-hop culture over a hip-hop beat, mm-hmm. which takes the mockery to the next level. Mm. But, yes, I didn't like that part. But, yeah, I mean, she's good. She's definitely good when she's doing her thing. I think Jay-Z deserves it in that category. Mm. I would not be upset if Kendrick took it. I think that he deserves a makeup Grammy. I mean, he has been overlooked in categories, in years where he definitely deserved those. Absolutely. For To Pimp a Butterfly or for Good Kid, M.A.A.D City. And absolutely. I feel like this definitely deserves to be recognized. I think this was another great project from him. So if he gets it, great. I do think 444 deserves it. Mm-hmm. But we shall see.
I feel the same way. I think this is my favorite Kendrick album. And I've said it here on the podcast before. Like, I've been overwhelmed with Kendrick's other album.
That's true.
And, I mean, I love Good Kid, M.A.A.D City more than I thought that I did. Because, like, when I listen to it, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, it's not... But Damn is something that I've been listening to, like, often throughout this year. And I'm like... Wow, this album was really put together well. Mm-hmm. Like, the songs themselves, the writing. I mean, Kendrick is being Kendrick.
Right.
Absolutely, I'm rooting for Hove because of the, the content, like, how important this album was for us. And, like, how much we needed to see that level of Black excellence this year. Mm. And if he wasn't...
Excuse me?
I mean...
yes.
If Kendrick would have had it with no competition if Hove didn't come out. Honestly.
I absolutely believe that.
And I did love Awaken My Love, but in terms of album of the year itself, I wouldn't say that the project itself was like a competitor in terms of those other two.
I really do feel like, I mean, Donald Glover, as much as he is...
Musically.
I mean, not even just musically, as much as he is great, I feel like his stint on like 30 Rock and other... programs really has given him a place with white people that that certain black people have.
Mm-hmm.
He has that like Morgan Freeman like place with white people. You know what I mean? It's like he is a lot
is like that too.
Yes, that's politics. I feel like
I agree with you 1,000% because I think that. Yes, Redbone was an amazing record.
Yeah.
And you can't lose with that sample, honestly. Yeah. But at the same time, like you said, it's politics and placement. Because now that Donald Glover is a household name now, it's not really like, okay, we're focused on the music. We're just like, there's a nigga we know.
Right.
So we could just put him in the...
Woo!
We gonna put him in the category and just be like, all right, come on.
That's exactly what I was talking about. Exactly. You're right.
Yep.
You're absolutely right.
And I'm looking forward to Atlanta and I need it to come now. Facts. But
I mean, he's definitely not to overlook his talent. Let me just go here. I feel like I do need to say this. He is certainly talented. Mm-hmm. He is absolutely talented. And you don't make it this far as a black person without being that talented.
Absolutely.
So that goes without saying.
Absolutely.
Like, we don't have the privilege of being mediocre and being recognized.
Okay.
Like, we just do not.
At all. And this is what this Grammys this year is.
Exactly.
We don't have the privilege of just being Adele.
Exactly.
and being mediocre as fuck, and then getting winning Grammys over Beyonce, who, okay?
We definitely don't have that privilege. So everybody who is recognized definitely deserves it, and they've worked for that, and they are talented. So I'm not saying that at all, but I'm definitely saying the Grammys picked out this is the nigga we know, mm-hmm. and they definitely are honoring him and recognize him for that. If he wins, I definitely disagree with it.
Absolutely.
Like, he does not deserve to win in this category. Like, he can win in another category. This one, though, he doesn't deserve that. And he knows that, I believe. Like, no shade. Like, he just doesn't deserve this, this recognition.
At all. Over those two. And he knows hip-hop enough. He knows music enough to be humbly be like, thanks. Like, just to do the... what Adele tried to do with Beyonce, like, I don't deserve this award type shit.
Yes.
So, I mean, he shout out the Migos.
Like, absolutely. I mean, he is talented. Yeah. Like, that just goes without saying. And I definitely am ready for Atlanta to come back.
Yes. So, for Best New Artist, SZA was nominated.
Yes.
As well as Lil Uzi and Khalid.
Okay.
I like Alessia Cara, by the way, but... I mean, Best New Art over SZA. SZA's album, honestly, this year
should have been nominated for Album of the Year.
I agree.
We're being absolutely honest.
That's why I brought it up, because why I feel like that was a misstep.
Yeah, that was definitely a misstep. And I mean, of course, we've seen all over the internet about SZA being the most nominated woman at the Grammys, which is great, absolutely great. But I feel like she didn't get the recognition she deserved in the very major categories, because Control was an excellent album.
Absolutely.
So I do hope she wins that category, even though they say the Best New Artist comes with a curse. But you never know. I think the best category, hands down, is Best Rap Album. That is the absolute greatest category. Of course, you know why I'm most excited to have Rhapsody's Layla's Wisdom.
Bombs over Baghdad. Okay.
And I just have to give y'all this little tidbit. There are a couple lines I like.
First off, we're talking about the record Power on her amazing album, Layla's Wisdom, because we wanted to talk about it in the last episode, but we never got a chance.
Yes. But I'm not talking about Power right now, but yes.
Oh, what you was going to
say? I'm actually talking about Black and Ugly.
Oh, yes. Black.
My nigga said.
With BJ, the Chicago Kid, because I love
him. Facts. And he sings. But my nigga said, I don't shit where I sleep, so I don't shit on y'all. Like, what? What?
Okay.
She said, flow so much, I need lifeguards.
Okay.
Not like Rikers. Them some whole new bars. Like, my nigga, excuse me?
Yo.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, she deserve this category? Belongs to her.
Absolutely.
All the glory belongs to you.
Yeah.
Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Like, she works. And this album really is great.
Yep.
Really is great. And I'm so happy for her to have been nominated. I really, really do hope that she takes that home. Even with Jay and Kendrick in that category.
And as well as Migos. And Tyler.
Exactly. And Tyler's album was great as well.
Yes.
And I really do just hope, though, that Rhapsody gets this. Because hers is the best rap album.
Well, like she said, she's like, all the what did she say? I'm in my own lane, but all the lines dotted around me, I can merge.
Exactly.
Like, bro.
I can do like you do, but you can't do the same with words. And watch my street cred go multiply. Yo.
Y'all can't see me going ham, just shaking. Because literally, we'll take a second. In terms of lyrical skill, Rhapsody is up there with the greats.
And
it's not even a question. Like, this album gave me chills the first time I listened to it. Yeah. We saw her at Made in America briefly.
We did.
And, like, just first off, her stage presence, her outfits, like, she is a look by herself. Yeah. Like, she commands attention, and it's just like,
she's hip hop, and
the
thing about it is real recognized real, and
absolutely,
for her to have, I mean, just to give a little Nicki quote, and not even because Nicki is a woman who raps, but like when Nicki was like, who had Eminem on the first album,
right?
Rhapsody, who had Kendrick and Black Thought and okay. motherfucking Busta Rhymes on the first album. Yeah. Okay, right. Like real recognizes. Okay, real recognizes real because these people would not be a part of no bum ass project. Absolutely. Like ever.
This it's not a question.
When would Busta just come and be like, "Yeah, let me be a part of your project, even though it's trash"?
Okay.
Never.
Never.
Okay. And when these folks were featured on her, and these are some of the greats of rap. Mm-hmm. This is without question. These are some of the greats of rap. When they were featured, they were just that featured. They did not sun her.
Nope.
They did not overshadow her. She smashed every time, every song, every bar.
Yep.
There was no, none. Oh, wow, that was good for what it was, but we just here for this. Right. No. You were there for Rhapsody. Mm-hmm. She let you know. Now, I'm the pastor.
Yep.
And y'all are the visiting reverend.
Yes.
Like, there was no, like, it was her album from front to back, even with these huge names featured on the record. And I am so, 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 so hoping that she gets this recognition because it is the best rap album.
It is. It is. Best R&B performance. Get You with Daniel Caesar, mm-hmm. Distraction, Kehlani, High, Lettucey.
Yeah.
That's what I like, Bruno Mars, and The Weeknd with SZA.
I think Distraction deserves best R&B performance. Mm-hmm. I really feel like we need more R&B categories, though, because in terms of Lettucey and SZA and Kehlani being in the same category, like, what is this?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, one is contemporary R&B, one is like, I don't know, like, it's just too broad of a range of, it's not the same R&B.
Yeah, and they do have traditional R&B performance, which is so weird because I feel like, why was
and Lettucey was in that, so why was she in the first one?
And Redbone being best traditional R&B, that's so random.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
They gotta do better.
PJ Morton, I didn't know that he was doing R&B.
Oh yeah, he definitely did.
Location. Oh, send me location. Okay, SZA was supermodel as a song.
I don't think
here?
It's an R&B record, but I mean, bless y'all. I mean, it is. It has R&B elements. It really does. Oh yeah, urban contemporary album.
Free Black. I love that album. Mm-hmm. By the way, mm-hmm. I'm confused because that album had Problems was one of the biggest records on that album.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly didn't even think about Free Black being a part of this Grammy cycle because it came out last year in 2016. But that album, it did. It came out around October, November.
Mm-hmm.
Freudian with Daniel Caesar is obviously amazing.
Definitely.
24K Magic is
Gumbo
what it is.
Absolutely deserves that accolade. I still have not listened to the whole Music Soul
Child. So we saw Music Soul Child and we had the twice this summer. That's
for free. And we love him. We adore him.
He's literally my favorite R&B act in life.
I can vouch for this. He is hers.
We went to
I haven't fully listened to the whole album.
Right. So we went to the album listening a couple of months ago. Yeah. And
it was incredible.
And he sang down like true Music Soul Child. Like that we were so blessed to be front row to see.
Yeah.
But he put out a whole double album called Feel the Real, which is Grammy nominated, and I'm glad because he deserves all the credence ever.
Yeah.
But I still haven't got past track 7.
Yeah.
Because it's just so much music.
It is a lot. And we got to talk about that one day, too. I'm tired of all the music.
Yeah. And we should say that.
No, facts.
But
I mean, but with for example, PJ Morton's Gumbo is literally like 30 minutes. And it's
really
amazing. It's
okay,
literally a baby album. And it's so good.
I love like concise projects. Exactly. That flow and it feels
it's done.
Feels
and you can listen to it again.
Right.
It's replay value. I bet you it's good. I've heard it's great. I've literally heard it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And so I have to listen to it. And I'm sorry that I haven't, but I am.
Really and shout outs to Danny because last episode we asked y'all to give us Chris Brown tracks, and she dead gave it to me. Thanks, Danielle, because I was stressed, and I literally made a playlist with the songs you said. So, best rap performance.
Yeah, Cardi deserves.
Yeah, For those who don't know, the competitors is Bounce Back, Big Sean, 444, Jay-Z, which we were saying that. Yeah. Humble.
I do want to go back really quickly. Mm-hmm. For Bodak to not be nominated in Record of the Year, that's a misstep.
Yeah, definitely.
It's definitely. I was just about to bring that up after
saying this. Yep.
Like, this is why the Grammys are not my president. Like, this is exactly why. Because how do you have this monumental record like Bodak Yellow and then be like, oh, this just relegated to rap? Like, it's literally a number one song.
There's not a place that Cardi has been that she had to sing all the lyrics to Bodak Yellow.
Okay.
For the fact that the song is featured on late night shows with the whites, that's... She does not, you know what I'm saying? Like, for Miley Cyrus to be remixing your song on whatever show, was that Bodak Yellow? No, I don't know which song it was, but you know, like, for all white pop people to know this record, for it to be have number one this year,
it's a transcendent pop record. It really is. Like, it is a pop song, and it is Record of the Year without question.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Without question. Also, I mean, of course, we can make our own list, which we will. So y'all stay tuned. But, I mean, obviously, I know the Grammys would never go for it. But I would have liked to have seen Crew nominated for Record of the Year.
Absolutely. Best it was nominated as heard. Well. But it's not... Yeah. But for Record of the Year, absolutely. Yeah. It was everywhere.
It's the best hook and I've it's heard
exactly. Year. Brent Fayaz. Yep. Definitely made... And his album, we didn't get to talk about it, but Sanderson or... I forgot the... I think that's the name of it. But that album is great.
Yeah.
What else? Best Rap Song Performance.
Of course.
Problems, which I love, by Black.
Yes.
Crew by Gold Link, like we were just talking about.
But it should have been Record. But fine. I'll take it. I'll take it.
Family Feud.
Exactly.
Jay-Z and Beyonce. Yes. Loyalty, which is an amazing song. Exactly. And Love Galore,
this
which
might
is amazing.
Be, this might be my second favorite category to the Best Rap Album.
I agree.
Like, this is a category. This is the category.
This is like, I'm going to be clenching my all my pearls. Like,
okay. But what pisses me off with things like this is that these are not what the Grammys are going to feature.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I'm grateful that these people are getting the recognition they deserve because these are actually, these deserve what they're getting. Mm-hmm. But when we are relegated, and we talk about this every fucking Grammy season, when we are relegated only to R&B and rap categories, I feel like that's a slap in the face. And not to say we are not getting recognition in Album of the Year category this year, because we really are, thank God.
Yep.
But I just feel like they're not doing... It's not full recognition.
Yep.
There literally should not be a question about who owned this year, because it really is hip-hop and R&B music that is running the industry.
Exactly.
Like, that's just without question. Mm-hmm. And us talking about it obviously helps. And of course, we focus our content on hip-hop and R&B because that's who we are. But beyond that, we're not talking about songs that were created in a vacuum or that exist in a vacuum. Like, these are huge songs.
Yep.
And they get recognized in rap and R&B categories, which is nice.
Which is forever the fight that we've been going through as a people. Like, for... our music from the beginning of time, even like in the early 1900s or the 1930s and 1960s, when each of our genres we've been shut out of, or they've been like done over, and our originals was mediocre compared to, or only in this group of Black music, or.
Like, and I don't want people to be like, well, 444 is nominated or Story of OJ. Yes, they are, and they deserve to be. And I'm not saying that there is no recognition for rap and R&B. But I'm going to say it because I say it every time and every chance y'all give me a platform. For Bruno Mars to be getting all this recognition for R&B music that the people who originated the music would never get recognized for, I just feel like... It's annoying. It really is annoying. Even as a POC, he's a non-Black POC. And that has to be stated. And no shade, once again, no POC is out here getting recognition for not having talent. He is talented. But I do feel like the recognition of That's What I Like. If any Black person had made That's What I Like.
Okay. It would have been mediocre as fuck. And it's so annoying because it's just like, and I think that's probably my whole qualm with his whole album, yeah. honestly, because yes, Bruno Mars's album is an R&B album.
Yes.
Yes. The songs were great. They were everywhere.
Because you did them already. I'm sorry.
But that... exactly. Say it again so they can hear you.
Like, he literally rehashed everything that black musicians have already done. And people thought it was the greatest thing that was ever done.
That's what I'm
saying. It's like, we been did that. When Adele came out with her whole doo-wop and Motown sound, people were like, oh my God, 21 is mind-blowing. And it was cute, but also,
thank you.
We did that, though.
Yep, it was done.
Like, it was done.
Yep.
Like, Bruno Mars really had a new sound.
This is my point.
Like,
between him, Justin Timberlake.
Okay, preach.
Like,
preach.
All these people, Macklemore, and okay. That's not even to be shady to no these
shade.
People.
No
but
shade at all.
It's just like, it's been done, and we've foraged so much
okay.
to get to this point.
Okay.
And then it's like leftovers that okay. we put in the fridge.
Okay.
And you want to reheat it like, yo, exactly. this is bomb. Okay. It's like, we made it already.
Okay. This episode was totally not supposed to be
it
about
wasn't.
This. But this came about this because seriously, when we talk about SZA, when we talk about Crew, when we talk about these people who are getting the recognition that they deserve,
absolutely.
Jay-Z even, when we talk about these people, they are pushing music forward.
Literally,
and they deserve to be recognized.
Absolutely.
They are doing new things, creative things.
Yep.
The whole trap sound from Migos and Cardi being recognized, that deserves to be recognized in this dispensation because it really is a sound that has become the foundational sound of rap music right now.
Yep. Kendrick is doing things to move the culture forward.
Okay.
Rhapsody is rapping and moving the culture forward in places like... And with originality.
Okay.
I think that's what is why we get so frustrated with the Grammys, because we give credence to things that are not original all the time.
Right.
And, I mean, that's my only thing. If it's a great body of music, hey, cool. Like, you could give it a Billboard Award or something like that. But it's the Grammys are supposed to be held to this standard of genius and... visionary and
I really feel like it should be that. It's not always that,
but that's the point, and that's why it's frustrating. I'm gonna bring this up now. ATCQ not being snubbed of
any. You just brought that to my oh my god that's exactly why I said that.
Yes.
I forgot
no.
why I was pissed. Not
Talk
why I said
it.
About Bruno Mars, but why I originally said the Grammys are not my president.
Yes.
Because I forgot
yep.
the overlooking of one of ATCQ's most classic albums.
Absolutely.
God.
And then y'all had I'm a black like Q-Tip. Y'all had the nerve to have them on the Grammys last year to perform and make such a statement against this idiot that's in the presidency.
Right.
And then y'all promised that they were going to get a nomination, and then y'all didn't even give it to them. When that album from top to bottom, we talk about double albums that were amazing.
Iconic. Classic.
The most iconic. Flaw-free.
There is no flaw.
If you want to talk about rapping skills.
Okay.
If you want to even talk
production,
about a song.
Production, which is always.
Rich ATCQ does the best.
Okay.
For even to be talking about black issues now, to be talking about world issues, to be talking about our issues now, it's the most current.
Okay.
When you want to talk about even Fife not even fucking being here anymore.
Okay.
And they still, like, first off, how hard is it to put your best friend of years on an album and listen to it and master it? And just, like, he died sacrificing his life to do this art? And y'all just going to be like, nah.
Bruh.
It wasn't that big.
Bruh.
We the People wasn't a charting song.
Bruh.
Like, there wasn't amazing records on there. Like, Busta Rhymes wasn't rapping for his life. Like, Consequence wasn't rapping for his life. Like, Q-Tip wasn't doing
like
Q-Tip. Like, Three Stacks wasn't on this damn album.
We're not even about to talk.
Are you
about
kidding
this
me?
No,
because ATCQ was a staple in hip hop.
Yeah.
Even Pharrell had to tweet, if y'all didn't see the tweet, that he was basically saying that.
Without them,
we are nothing.
Facts.
And that's literally how I feel. The way that I felt when I listened to Low End Theory, Midnight Marauders, like, those literally changed how I listened to hip-hop, period.
Okay.
Things they did and sacrifices they made in their career. And this is their last album that they ain't never dropping nothing ever again.
Okay.
And y'all just gonna be like, nah. Like, they didn't carry this whole genre or this whole music thing.
The whole music thing, because they were beyond genre. They're beyond hip-hop.
And that's the problem. And that's the jazz thing.
Like, they really are the GOAT. They are the GOAT. And we say it every year. We, like, we don't even need the Grammys.
Yes. And we be, and that's why, I'm, that's why I, what you said, like, the Grammys are not my president so pertinent.
They're
because
really
we need to disassociate ourselves from things that are, like, mediocre, one.
Right.
And two, things that are just minuscule and are trivial. Because what do we really hold the Grammys? We know that we are going to be disappointed in what we need.
Every time.
It's just, like, a complex that we still hold it to a certain standard that we shouldn't. Because they never give us what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's all politics, bro. Politics as usual. Well, not to quote Reasonable Doubt today. But, you know,
I mean, certainly, as much as I love Kendrick's album or Jay-Z's album or whomever's album, we knew. We've been new.
Yep.
Clearly, Kendrick and Bruno and Jay-Z, like, clearly they would be nominated. And not that they should not be, but once again, there is very little recognition of people who are actually moving the art forward, to me. And I really feel like, I mean, I'm glad that SZA was nominated as she should have been. I'm glad Cardi got her nominations. I'm glad Rhapsody got her nominations. I'm glad Gold Link and everybody got their nominations. Bless them. The Grammys, definitely, I feel like they didn't get everything right. And that's, I feel like I'm always going to feel that way. That's why I agree with you 1,000%. We can't, we can't expect that to be the representation of what music is. Because we do. I mean, it, a Grammy-winning person or Grammy-nominated person, of course, that holds weight. But they don't always get it right. And they are not the culture.
And that's the thing. I think what we need to do eventually is levy for either better representation. There needs to be more transparency in the processes. There needs to be...
Damn, you're getting serious.
I'm, like,
they
cause
just
it's,
I know they trash.
No, and it's annoying because it's like me as a music lover, like someone who really like just this, I live and breathe music. Mark lives and breathes music. Like there's people out here that really just have ears. Like we can listen to anything and find the musicality. And there's people who's just sitting here just like voting and it's just like, what, like, and people are getting overlooked for no reason. It's like y'all can have real representation but you don't want to because it's politics. And it's so annoying that we have, there's no part of music that's not, that's just soul art, like the soul of the art. That's all.
It really does feel like the Billboard Awards. It really does feel like the AMAs, like they were recognizing popular songs. Which has its place, and obviously it would be weird if the Grammys were only indie records. Or, you know, under the radar records and B-sides. That would be weird. But also, people do want to see the highest recognition in music being given and awarded just based on music. And I don't feel like people always get that when it comes to the Grammys. And at some point, we're just going to have to be like, this is not. And I really do feel like when they hear our criticisms, they think, oh, we just got to do better at recognizing Black people. It's not about just color. Like, it's not just about recognizing. Obviously, with this progress and having this very POC Album of the Year category, great. Awesome. These people deserve to be recognized. But it's not just about that. It's about what moves the culture forward. And the Grammys should be... It feels like they always have hindsight. Like, I feel like they always are like, oh, let's play catch up because we didn't recognize Black art last year. Let's do it this year. Like, no, that's not what it's about. Like, what is
and
the best art that somebody's putting out?
Exactly. And even still, y'all got it wrong because it, Beyonce not winning for that damn Lemonade album doesn't make no sense.
I'm not.
And then now, the next year, y'all nominate her man for his whole album, which, y'all, once again, I love Jay-Z to death. But also, like, how do y'all get it right this year and get it wrong last year?
I'm grateful that we don't, I mean, obviously, we're always going to, I hold Grammys in a regard, but I'm never going to look at that as the final say of what is good music.
Absolutely.
So.
That's why we're here, because.
Facts.
The Grammys are not our president.
Facts. The grandmas. That's the grandmas. Exactly what the Grammys are. They're the grandmas. Yo. Can we name it that?
Yes.
The grandmas. They're never about what's next.
Yep.
They never about We Got Next. Yeah. They always like, oh, this is what the people are listening to 2 years later. Like, I'm tired. I'm so tired.
That's a thing. Like, why? Why yeah. are we here? Why is this a thing? Like, so I guess we're done. Follow us at PMTA Podcast on Instagram and the Twitters.
Yes.
If you didn't, if you found us on iTunes, we on SoundCloud. If you found us on SoundCloud, we on iTunes.
Facts.
Follow us on Facebook, Pass Me the Aux Podcast.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just Google Pass Me the Aux Podcast and you find us, bitch.
Woo! And we'll be back with the list.
Yes.
We'll be doing that.
Absolutely.
Peace out.
Tickle, tickle, tickle. My nigga.